Now we're going to go to Colorado. That is where Donald Trump is today and where NPR's Scott Detrow is traveling with the campaign. Hi there, Scott.
Hey, Kelly.
So let's start with that news that we mentioned about the Trump Foundation. Give us some more details about what New York's attorney general is doing.
Yeah, so he's ordering the Trump Foundation to stop fundraising immediately. This follows one of many Washington Post revelations about the charity. This one was that it wasn't properly registered with the state to solicit donations. That's a registration that would have opened the foundation up to state audits, among other things. The paper has also reported over the last few weeks that Donald Trump himself has not contributed to the foundation since 2008, but that he's been using the charity's money to settle business-related lawsuits.
Trump has been on the defensive between, you know, the story about his taxes and this latest story about his foundation. Did he address these at the rally that you were at tonight?
So he didn't say anything about the Trump Foundation or what Attorney General Schneiderman is doing, but he did talk at length about taxes. Trump did not directly deny the story. In fact, he said fixing the broken tax code is a main reason why he's running for president, that he understands the tax code himself and he's taken advantage of it.
As a businessman and real estate developer, I have legally used the tax laws to my benefit and to the benefit of my company, my investors, and my employees. I mean, honestly, I have brilliantly used those laws.
So Trump went on to talk a lot about how he suffered financial losses in the early 90s, that he used the tax code to his benefit, and then that he rebuilt. So it sounded like Trump was confirming the story and actually saying he's proud of how he used the tax law. And the crowd cheered him when he said that. And when I talked to people afterwards, many of them agreed. One man said, you know, hey, I don't pay any more taxes than I need to.
So as we said, you are in Colorado today. Where else is Donald Trump spending his time this week?
It's a western swing. He's in Colorado today, Arizona tomorrow, and then Nevada on Wednesday. And it's a really interesting set of states this year. Colorado, it's been increasingly blue in recent years. Hillary Clinton has had a lead here all year, but polls had really tightened in recent weeks. A new poll out today has Clinton with a double-digit lead, and Democrats are hoping that maybe the debate took the pressure off in Colorado. But tomorrow, Trump is in Arizona, and that's kind of the flip side. It's a Republican state traditionally, but Democrats are hopeful enough there to invest in offices and run some ads on TV, if not doing a lot of on-the-ground campaigning there. But they're hoping that with a lot of turnout from Latino voters, based on how many of them view Trump, that they could compete in high turnout. Nevada, you know, it's really close. It's a tough state to poll, and it's one of the biggest unknowns on the map this year.
And this tough news cycle for Trump started when he didn't really prepare for the first presidential debate. Do you have any indication of how much time he's spending prepping for the next one on Sunday?
Well, I think it's worth noting that he has a really busy week. He has this western swing, then he's up and down the East Coast and the Midwest later this week. According to some reports, Trump did do debate prep yesterday, but right now we don't see him carving out several days to do preparation like Hillary Clinton had been doing before the first debate. And we should point out the next one is a totally different format. It's a town hall with interactions with voters. That's a whole new set of challenges for someone like Trump who doesn't have a lot of experience in these one-on-one debates.
That's NPR Scott Detrow traveling with the Donald Trump campaign. Thanks.
Anytime.